Before we took our little three-week detour into studying the issue of what it means to reign with Christ, we were looking at the if statements here in the faithful saying in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Look at verse 11 if you would. He says, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself." Now, of those four if statements that are in that, those verses, we've looked at the first three. Okay, we studied the first three in detail. We started with an overview, and then I spent one message breaking down what each one of those statements meant when you think about them from the point of view as being statements of fact rather than statements of condition. In the overview message, I talked about the various conditions that are conveyed by the word if in the Bible and how you can figure out which one is in play by looking at the verb and understanding what mood the verb is in and so on. And I also started that overview out by talking to you about how I personally, historically, have looked at these issues. And I said to you that historically, many fundamental and dispensational Bible teachers have held that the first and the fourth if are statements of fact, and that these two statements in the middle in verse 12 are statements of condition. And so I tried to show you that here on the overhead, what I would perceive to be the traditional view that we talked about. So you start off with verse 11, "For if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him." That's taken to be historically a statement of fact based upon the truth of Romans chapter 6. Then the traditional reading gets to these two if statements here in verse 12. These are both in verse 12. And then when you come to the verse we're going to talk about this morning, "If we believe not," this is again taken to be a statement of fact based upon or statement related to the issue of eternal security. And we talked about that, and I told you that that's how I viewed this until the present controversy came along about the issues of related to being a joint heir in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Because that view that says that there's a difference between an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ, and that being a joint heir with Christ is conditioned upon suffering with Christ, inevitably always will go back to this passage here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, as a cross-reference. Look at verse 12. It says, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us." And so I began the study here sort of thinking along those lines. But I shared with you in the overview that some things happened, some things that were borne out through studying of the Scripture that caused me to sort of question whether or not that was the right way to understand it. The first issue that I encountered was the grammatical structure of the verses. Okay, and not to overburden you with a bunch of talk about Greek and stuff like that, I just want to review this point. So all of these statements have the word "if" in them. The word "if" in them, they're all coming from the same Greek word "I." Okay. Now, what you need to do, if you recall what we talked about, is you look here at the first statement, and you'll see, "For if," that's the word "I," "we be dead with Him." The verb "dead with" is in the indicative mood. And we talked about how that is a statement of fact. Let me just make sure I read this to you from my notes. That mood on the verb indicates a simple statement of fact. So it indicates that if an action really occurs, or has occurred, or will occur, then it will be rendered in that particular mood. So if you look at verse 11, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him." So the function there is not "if" in the sense of maybe you are, maybe you aren't, a condition. It's in the statement of "if and you are." In other words, it's designed to state a fact. And the fact that it's stating in verse 11, as we've already seen, is that if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. If you're dead with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are identified with Him in His death, His burial, His resurrection, according to Romans chapter 6, then you shall also, in the future, do what? Live with Him. That's a fact. That's a fact that is true for all believers. And so what we set out to do is study all of these from the point of view as though they were statements of fact and not statements of condition. Now, the problem I ran into is the following. Every single one of these is structured the exact same way. They are all the condition followed by a verb in the indicative mood. Every single one of these. Look at verse 11. "For if we be dead with Him," same structure. Verse 12, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him," same structure. "If we deny Him, He also will deny us," same structure. Verse 13, "If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful," same structure. So my first pondering was the following. It doesn't make any sense, and it is inconsistent for one to say that verse 11, if we be dead with Him, that's a statement of fact. But then in verse 2, if we suffer and if we deny Him,